Hello.
The visit is today in the studio space of Sophie Häkkinen.
Hello.
Which is in Helsinki.
Yes.
Like 99% of the places I have been to.
Yes.
Thank you for having
Where
me today.
Where else have you been? Except in Helsinki.
Episode 3, Barbara Kachlikova. My friend, she works from her home, which is in this little village on the way to Loviisa, not too far.
Okay. So like at the coast somewhere, kind of.
Not exactly at the coast, but
I mean, that
it's,
way.
It's a bit to the east. I don't know how to.
Okay.
Yeah. And then her space was very, very big because, you know, you have more space
exactly
when you're a bit far out.
Yes, that is so true.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, today we're here.
So. Yes, we're here.
I'm very happy that you agreed to this because you are the other part of Recover Laboratory.
Yes, and artistically.
And I talked with Miradona just recently, so we're going to... You know, complete the picture.
Yeah. You can have both sides now.
If there is a sound that could be heard, like a mysterious sound, this is your dog chewing something.
There is a dog chewing something, a bone. Do you think that's gonna be like disturbing in the sound?
Let's hope not.
Oh yeah. I can also tell her to go there. We'll see.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's begin.
Let's begin, yes.
Whoever doesn't know you, what do you do?
I am a visual artist and also the co-director of Recover Laboratory. And maybe, should I explain what the Recover Laboratory is, or do they already know? Maybe Mira did.
Mira did explain it, but if somebody didn't watch that episode...
You have to watch all episodes.
You do. Actually, yes. You do. But yeah, if you want, maybe you can just briefly. Also.
Yeah. We're a multi-art collective. Should I speak to the camera or to you? This is weird.
Maybe however you feel comfortable, really. It's not like interrogation.
Interrogation. Okay. Yeah, so we're a multi-art collective based in Helsinki. And we make, we specialize in immersive artworks that we like started our career with. But now we have also done more like some curated art events for festivals and stuff, and like smaller on-stage performances as well. But we are actually now thinking again about going underground and doing an immersive thing. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So that is Recover Laboratory, and I am the co-director with Miradona Sirkka in that group. And then there's also a third person, Inna Huttunen, who is our experience designer. And then a lot of other exceptionally great artists that we work with.
So cool that there is an art-related project that actually has an experience designer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they all should. I mean, Inna's input is so much appreciated because it's like she thinks about like what's the yleisö, audience experience, like from the minute you buy the ticket and then when you like leave the show, and it's like everything is thought through. It's so good, so great. But yeah, so I do that, and then I'm also like a visual artist in charge in Recover Laboratory about like visuals and scenography and stuff like that. And
the dog is playing with the slipper.
Okay. Yes, and then I'm a visual artist. And my practice focuses on sculpture and video and installation, and now also performance. I have been doing last year I did like the first live performances ever. With Miradona, of course. But yeah, that's really, really inspiring right now. And then I'm also doing my master's in sculpture in Kuva now. I started in January.
And
yeah, so something like that.
Sounds like you are not bored, really.
No time for boring.
Right. How did you get to this place in the first place? Like,
yeah,
How did you decide to become an artist?
Well,
I assume that you being an artist was the first thing, and then the rest of the activities.
Yeah, I'm like really lucky in that aspect, because like my parents were always like really supportive about arts and culture. And then, I mean, don't eat my shoe. I always, like, since I can remember, I always wanted to be an artist, and then I kind of went for that, and then I was supported and I could do it, and then I did it. Kind of like, I didn't even really consider any other professions. I studied in Tampere, in the University of Applied Sciences, when there was still this fine artist, visual artist like program that is now been cancelled. And then I did my master's in Vika, in Aalto University as well. And then now in Kuva, because I'm like a forever student. I love studying.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what makes a person do a second master's?
Yeah, I mean, I love the university. I think everybody should be like, it should be mandatory for everybody to be in the university for like 10 years and just, you know, float around and like do all these interesting courses that they have. It would be so good.
It feels very good to do that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, not mandatory. Disclaimer. But maybe.
But optional if somebody
optional,
wants
yes,
to.
Yes,
yeah. Why not? Nice. Oh, doggo.
Hello, doggo.
I don't have any food for you here.
Come here, you small thingy.
She wants to participate.
She wants to participate. Korhonen, mene pois. Tottele.
Oh. Okay, we can take her to answer a couple questions.
Yes, later. We can later.
Maybe, yeah. Just a second, I lost my train of thought here, my cheat sheet with questions.
I like your earrings. The hand is cool.
Thank you. Yeah, these actually belong to a friend of mine.
Very nice.
But she gave them to me so that I can...
I love the color too.
Sparkle.
Yeah. Oh. Sparkle is the best.
What are you doing right now? What are you working on?
Right now, I just started a course in wood sculpture, and I love it. I mean, it's like, I was like, I was almost like laughing when I was carving the wood for the first time, and it feels like this is like the material that I've been looking for like all these years, and then now I found it, and it's wood, like of all things, and like somehow it did not occur to me at all that it would be wood. And now I'm like, I'm obsessed. I mean, I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh, I want to get my hands on
some
wood.
There is something about wood.
There is something about wood, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not too hard, it's not too soft.
Exactly.
But it's
hard enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then it's very easy to also manipulate.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then you can make all these cool like joints and like, oh my God, there's so many options in wood. So like, yeah, right now I'm focusing on that. And then I'm also... like I'm inspired about combining like my other like the other materials that I've been using for like years and years, so to combine them with wood somehow. That is what I'm gonna do, so like trash and wood.
The wood would elevate the trash.
Exactly. Or the other way around.
Or the trash will bring down the wood.
Who knows? Yeah.
Or maybe trash isn't really trash.
Of course not. No. Disclaimer again. It's not trash, it's art.
Trash is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, trash is in the brain of the thinker.
You also have some works with pasta.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes. There's some also here, but...
We can also show them later.
Yeah, we can show them later. Yeah, okay. Yes, I used to work a lot with pasta, like dry pasta and hot glue, and I would like glue these bigger shapes out of these tiny, tiny, small dry pasta pieces. And I've been doing that for years. And then for some reason, I mean, I always discard it. I'm like, oh my God, this again, this is so stupid. And then I stop doing it. And then it just creeps in again. Like it's this perpetual circle. And then now it's gone, but it's going to come back in. I'm sure I know it. I actually just went out last week and bought some pasta because I only use this one shape and brand, because I've tried like many different ones, but that's like the best. The one. Yeah. For some reason, I'm just drawn to it. So
yeah, what is it in pasta that is so appealing?
I have been trying to like put my finger on it, but I don't know. It's like I do use a lot of food in my artworks, like also as a theme and as a material or like an image. And this really like pop, kitschy kind of foods like hamburgers or pasta. And it's also like, it's kind of like a comfort food and it's really universal. Like everybody has some experience, you could say, with pasta. I don't know. Mm. Yeah, I've been trying to think about what it is. And then it's also this shape, because it's kind of like this curved tube that's hollow. And then when you glue a lot of them together, it makes actually a pretty hard shell.
They're pretty sturdy,
I think. Yeah, it is pretty sturdy, yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, unfortunately, chips is so breakable. Otherwise, if it would last, you probably would be liking to use that.
Yeah. There's one artist who casts chips in metal.
Mm.
I cannot remember their name, but you should look it up. They're really cool.
You could try to carve it out of wood.
I could. Maybe I will. I did actually just D3 print a pasta, like a piece of pasta. That was really nice too. But then there's like some kind of mathematical problem with the shape, because I tried to put like a lot of them so I could get like print like really really many small ones at the same time, but then the computer couldn't compute. It was just like
that's
error,
strange,
cannot do it. Yeah,
pasta is really not that complicated.
Exactly.
Of a shape.
Yeah, I could only put five was okay, but then more than that it was like no, cannot do it. So I think there must be something with the shape, like this hollow tube or something. I don't know. But you see, there is something to pasta. There is something.
How often do you eat pasta? Or do
pretty
you just
often.
Work with it?
I do also eat it. I really like it.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Is there something coming up? Like soon some event or an exhibition?
Exhibition,
look for?
Yes, we are actually working with Mira Donna, my artistic partner from Recover Laboratory, and also like we have been working together for 8 years, like really like our practices have like grown together, and now we are doing our first exhibition in a gallery together in April, I want to say. It's going to be in Lahti in Galleria Uusi Kipinä.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a performance called The Life and Death there. In the opening of the exhibition, and then it's going to be like a video installation, conceptual sculpture kind of mayhem, and then we're going to do the performance again at the finissage. So everybody come to Lahti.
What date? Do you know?
I can look it up. Should I look it up now?
Maybe later.
Yes, let's remember to do that. Yeah.
Yes.
It was in April, May.
So I got you right on time.
Yes, you did.
Cool. What are the main themes in your work otherwise? What is it about?
Well, that's the question. That's like the question that I have been trying to answer also now in school. But
yeah, I think in school they usually asking those.
Exactly. Also. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I wanted to go to school again, because it's like it's easier to think about it when somebody's like asking you the right questions like all the time. You must explain this. You must explain this. But yeah, I think my work is like especially my sculptural work. It's really like material based. Mm. Like I get this obsession on some material, and then I just like it's very intuitive and kind of fast. I work, I combine things, and then I see what happens. Like serendipity is a really big like tool for me also, or like chance. And I often work so that I break the pieces I've previously done, and then I combine like pieces of them together, and then like see what happens, and I mix all kinds of weird materials together and see how they will react. Like once I melted candy in the microwave and then like cast something out of the candy and like stuff like that, and then I'll just see what happens, or you know, pour different glues together. So like there's something interesting in that kind of moment where something is going to happen, but it's not happened yet. And then I find it's like in the materials, there's something like these tensions between the things create some like interesting glitches. And that, and then also like this idea of everyday life is very present in my works, because I use a lot of like ready-made objects that are like household items or things that we do or see or eat every day. And then I show them in a new light, like mixing them together with other weird or not weird things. So maybe those are some themes. And then also like in the performative work, performances, we often like criticize maybe the society's like hetero and mononormativity and like this capitalistic perfection that everything should be like productive and, you know, and also like the experience of being brought up in a like a female body and how that, you know, like how the world reacts to you and that kind of stuff. And then like we use we and I keep talking about we and I because it's like me and Mira and then like my personal practice that's more sculpture and video, but we use like this tool of humor and sensitivity together, so to like create these kind of emotional tensions in the work. And then when that works, it works really well. So we found that it's interesting to use those. And then also like those recognizable elements from everyday life come together there, and like these pop or kitsch elements.
And your aesthetic is definitely very connected to the kitsch.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, I love the idea of kitsch as like something like like you love something so much, and just because it's pretty and like something, but it's like kind of useless in itself, it creates this kind of like a disconnect, because like the thing is not anything, kind of. What am I saying? But like, because if the reason for it is just to be pretty, then it kind of loses all meaning. I love kitsch. I love it.
It's a bit, well, no, with kitsch that, you know, in some places what you think is kitsch, in another place maybe won't.
Exactly,
it's subjective though.
It is, exactly, yeah. That's the one thing that is interesting, because it changes depending on who is looking at it. And I've been trying to think about, like, I have this dilemma, like many artists do, that when you study art and like when you study kind of too much, you start to want to go back to the state of unlearning, like, and to be able to be like kind of purely, and then you can't because you already know too much, kind of. And with kitsch is the same thing, that like some small porcelain dolls that maybe some grandma collects, for it's like you look at it from a different perspective now when you kind of understand kitsch, or like this one side of this theory of this stupid academic idea of kitsch, and then you can't look at it like in the way you used to. Maybe
to bring you a little bit back to Recover Laboratory, a laboratory,
it's really difficult to pronounce, just let's just say recover, it's easier.
Recover from something,
anything, everything.
How important is the community of people when you work? Because that's a very communal practice that you have.
Yeah, it is. It is. I've actually I consider myself very lucky in that aspect too, because I can combine these two, like my personal practice, when I can just, you know, shut myself out from the world and be in my like own practice, and then I like always have this option of like working communally and working together with people, so I can just kind of like get the best of both worlds. It's really, really a privilege. And it's also like working, like creating artworks communally, like you said, like that, it gives you like so much more perspective, and also it teaches you to kind of like not make too much compromises, but kind of like like be aware of your own like ideas and how attached you are to some things, and then when people are like the feedback is constant, and because we work so multi artistically, it's always from a different background. So that's it's a very interesting cocktail, and it's a very interesting way to work. I would recommend to anybody, because it forces you to break out of your own pattern, and that's very good, I think, for an artist, because then you always have the option of like going back, but then you always go back with something.
Yeah, you new. Develop probably exactly. a lot faster that
yes,
way.
Yes.
Do you have some specific routines of how you get into your work? Maybe not when you work with other people, because then I guess it's more like organized.
But
when you do your own thing.
With other people, it's first schedule. When I do my own thing, it starts with some material that I'm just like, I really want to like see what happens with some material. So it always starts like that. And now I work a lot at my school, but usually if I'm here, I come here and then I start breaking things and putting things together. And like, I actually like to do so that I pile and glue a lot of different materials together, and then I start to carve that or sculpt that and see what comes out. That's one thing. And then because I lose interest really fast, so then I have to also work really fast. So then I just keep breaking and playing and gluing, and then I'm just okay, let's forget about that, and then I forget about it for a week, a day, a month, some years, and then I'm like, oh, why? Let's do something else. So it's like there's always like this accumulation of time layers in the work.
I would be curious to see what you do with the wood, because that's exactly. something that doesn't happen so fast.
Exactly. I'm so excited. I think I'm actually gonna go there. Oh, I don't have time today, but
how do you sustain your practice? Otherwise,
I haven't actually really had to think about it, because I have this like inside drive that just makes me do it. I just want to do it so much that I make it happen.
Yeah. Even if they don't give you a grant, you're like, oh, I'm just still gonna make it happen.
I still do it.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Yeah. But of course, if there's no grants, then it's like the realities of life. Then I have to work more in some other like field. But I have been really blessed so that I can only work in the creative field.
What other types of things you have done?
I have been, for example, doing VJing. So that's like a DJ, but for video.
Yeah.
So that's a nice way to get paid, because then you're kind of part of the party, but then you can just, do your stuff. So that's one thing I've been doing a lot. And then also with Recover Laboratory, we have all these like smaller gigs and stuff that I can... that we can like get some money from, and also we have now gotten grants for that too.
Congratulations, by the way. Yeah, Mira posted about it, and I was like, oh, that's so great.
Yeah. Finally, I don't know what it's called in English, this toiminta-avustus, but now we are operational grant or something. Now we are in the loop, so that's good.
They have accepted that you are there and you're there to stay.
Yeah, exactly, yes. We will keep sending those applications, whether or not you like it. So,
yeah, I guess that's the way. Because, I mean, it can be very tough when you constantly get rejections rejections.
It is, yeah. And that's also a good place, like, to have some community or something, like peers, because there's always somebody who gets, like, denied. And it's most of the time. It's horrible.
Yeah, but of course, I mean, there's so many artists here.
There is. The system is like a little unbalanced, I would say.
But yeah. We are going through this very fast.
Maybe you can slow down the voice a little bit, so it's like...
If you want to have a deeper voice, let me know.
Yeah. Kind of like, I've been actually getting into like horror movies, like some really like splatter kind of like really gore. And then there's always like this bad guy voice. You can give me that. That would be cool.
But then the, usually, you know, the viewer has or the listener has the option to do that by
oh,
themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we're going to take that choice out
okay.
of them.
You have a choice.
If you want to hear Sophie as a horror film character,
yes.
Slow down.
Slow it down.
Yeah, okay, I usually ask this a bit later, but you mentioned these horror movies, the last yeah. sort of like something you're excited about. What is other things you're excited about? What is giving you like inspiration?
Oh, did I mention wood? Well,
maybe.
Maybe. I have actually been thinking a lot about, well, this like horror and humor, like how they are kind of similar, or like both like laughter and being scared of something or seeing something terrible. They like the bodily feeling is quite similar in both, that it's kind of like some release of like some intense emotion, like if you like some people when they see blood or like something like insides, they start to laugh, or when you're at a funeral, then you start to laugh, or then when you laugh so much at something that you start crying. So they're kind of like they're linked. And
I saw this
yeah.
TED talk some time ago,
yeah,
and I think the person speaking was talking exactly about that. It
Maybe.
Was about excitement and like fear,
yeah,
how the brain reacts in the same way,
yeah,
and then it's like a secondary process whether you decide if that is scary
exactly.
or exciting.
Yeah. Oh, I have to find that TED talk. Sounds
if
really
I,
interesting.
If I should remember what that was. I don't remember right now, but
yeah,
I will try to remember, and I will send you if I.
Yeah. I think that's really
pretty crazy.
Yeah. And then because like often when I do some like a sculpture and or like video or image, and then I'm like, ha, look, this is so cute and funny, and then people might be like, that's scary, like no. And then I find it interesting, like where does it like shift into funny or scary, and like of course depending on the person.
It depends,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. But like trying to find those elements maybe and
what else? What else is fascinating for you?
What else is fascinating for me? Well, I have like really enjoyed actually performing myself, which is really, really weird because I spent years in Recover Laboratory like just being the director and behind scenes and like putting all the performance in these terrible situations in some, you know, cold, damp caves for like hours and hours. And then now I do it myself. I actually started by doing this performance that my sister Ida also like videotaped, and I made it into also a video work where I glued the small pieces of pasta to myself, like my whole body, for 8 hours, so like straight into the deep end. So that's a video work, you can see it maybe online, I think. So that was the first time, that was 2 years ago. But then I didn't like do any more performance kind of things. It was actually, I was trying to get rid of the pasta again. But I thought that, okay, if I do this, then it's going to be like over. But it wasn't.
Why were you trying to get rid of the pasta?
I don't know. I keep trying to get rid of it because I sort of get bored. Not bored, but like somehow I keep feeling that, okay, I have done everything I can with this medium. But then apparently not. So we'll see what happens next with the pasta. But yeah, so yeah, like right now I'm really inspired in performing, because when we did this our first performance with Mira, with both of us on stage, it was actually almost 1.5 hours, the first demo we did, but like all the scenes were so good we couldn't cut anything. And it was really weird because I don't see myself as a performer per se. But then, like, doing it, it just felt so natural because, like, maybe our practice is so, intertwined that it's just, like, us doing the things we do and people watching.
Yeah, and when I talked with her, she said that, of course, like, you are one of the people who very much influenced her
yeah.
practice. So yeah. it's natural that it will be also the other way around.
Yeah. It's really like melanged. So yeah, maybe exploring performance more and wood. If I didn't mention wood.
You're putting these very high expectations now for, you know,
for wood.
For wood.
yes, I am.
Like the next show or the one after or something, like people are going to come and I'll be like, where is the wood?
Yeah, this is the wood sculpture, Sofi Häkkinen. Where's the wood? It's pasta. Oh my God.
It's an interesting combination you have, these artificial materials and natural materials somehow.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, exactly. It's probably also this like juxtaposition or like this kind of dualism of like very opposing things, like humor, horror, biodegradable plastic or something like that, you know. I love this, that tension that comes from combining things that, or some elements that like shouldn't go together.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Your works, especially, like, I'm just looking at that way because there is a whole composition, a whole group of yeah. of your works.
Yeah,
exactly about what we're talking about.
Actually, the egg thing is funny because I was just cleaning and I put them there, but I actually like it on that old radio. That's actually better like that. Well, keep it. See, serendipity, it happens. Oh, I had some good thought. But it has been happening to me a lot lately that I'm like, oh, great idea, I have to say it. But then so many ideas come that they kind of cancel each other. And then I'm like, I hope they go
already?
Somewhere. Yes, it went. Ah. Maybe it will come back.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it was really good, it should come back.
Yeah, it should. Maybe it was just my kind of like my, what's this subconscious mind saying, like, stop talking for a little while.
No, why would you stop talking? This is a talking thing.
Exactly.
It's totally fine to talk.
I'll try to remember.
Mm. Okay, something completely unrelated now.
Yes, okay.
What role does social media play in your work? Mm-hmm.
Well...
Do you use it a lot?
Well, yes, of maybe like the same forced role that in everybody else's practice. Like you have to brand and market yourself as an artist. Or you don't have to, but you... Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say you should do it, because you don't have to do it, of course. But then, yeah, it's a way to reach out to people. And I like it because it's not entirely like equal, but pretty close to it, because everybody I now say, no, of course not everybody, but like a lot of people can like have access to a smartphone and then to social media, and it's like sort of a platform that like almost anybody can like present themselves some way and then reach people that they maybe wouldn't reach any other way. So that way it's really good, but then also it brings so much pressure because you should be like, the algorithm gives you pressure. You should post and like and share and comment all the time. So it's time consuming also. So then I may be like kind of an in between, like I like social media and then it's like a good tool for like maybe also getting ideas and then like doing some surveys or something. Oh, I have another exhibition going on. I'll tell about it later.
Okay.
Survey. But yeah, social media is like a love and hate kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one do you use the most?
Instagram.
Of course.
Yeah. But Instagram is stupid because like it started out as being about the photos, like.
Yeah.
But now it's more like you have to have your feed like curated and you have to have these like three colors or something of blah.
I mean, you have to, though. That's,
you
I don't know how
you
much
don't
it applies
to
artistic work.
Yeah. But like, yeah, yeah.
Then if you're an artist and you do that, you go towards another category there a bit. Like.
Yeah, you do. It's kind of like in between. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. My philosophy with Instagram so far has been like fuck it and just, you know, I keep my profile public and I try to like do whatever I would do anyway. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult to train yourself around that only.
Yeah.
And I guess in the moment when you actually are able to train yourself, if you want to go there, they change the algorithm. So
Exactly. Yeah,
it's there, like, you go. The whole thing all over again.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess it's a good way to connect with people.
It is. Yeah. Because, yeah, it is. Because it's so universal and worldwide.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's one reason why I also started to do this and post it online, because, of course, physical connection is stronger than digital one.
Yeah, definitely.
But you could connect also.
Exactly,
there.
It's a way, yeah. Oh, yeah, I just remembered my the survey. I'm doing, this is actually a really good place to advertise a little bit, because I'm doing now one artwork. I call it kind of a digital performance. It's a part of this Taide Valtakunta Biennale in the Museum of Art in Hämeenlinna, Tampere and Lahti. They have this new biennial. How do you say it? Biennale? Biannual or something?
Biennial.
Like. Biennial, yeah.
Biennale.
Yeah, Biennale. And it's, they're doing it for the first time now in June. And I am doing this kind of a pseudo-scientific publication for it. And like now it is in the state of like this online survey that I share to people and then collect the answers anonymously, of course. It's called I Want to Believe You. I think I have, no, I don't have a flyer, blah. But yeah, we will put a link to somewhere.
So in the description.
In the description, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go and fill it out. And then because I'm going to take the answers and then like make this publication of like data and like my interpretations of like all these answers, and then that's going to be the artwork in the biennial. So everybody fill it up. It's a really nice form. I love it.
Help Sophie
help
do
me.
The work.
Yes, do the work for me.
That didn't sound that great. You have to throw some incentive in the end, like movie tickets or something.
Yeah.
Other people do it. Service.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's talk a bit about the studio space.
Because studio space, yes.
Because you have several.
I have several right now, yes, I do.
What is it to have several studio spaces?
It's nice, but also it's actually, it makes me like feel that I should work in all of them. So it's also like kind of a pressure, but I have to get over that. That's my own problem, because I have this like my personal studio space with a friend of mine, but now that I'm studying at Kuva, I work there mostly because we have these studio spaces there. And then because like this everything, like the school infra is there, so I'm there all the time. And then we have Recover Laboratories space in Kallio too, where we have meetings and rehearsals and do everything.
Have you seen some change in your work depending on the space? How does that affect the work?
Well, not really, no.
No?
No, not really. Maybe I was thinking that would I make bigger pieces if I had a bigger space, but I don't think so.
Huh.
Like, no, I still, they're kind of still the size that you could pick them up and like have them. I don't know why, maybe it's a convenience thing, but also like I wanted to kind of rebel against this idea of like a sculpture has to be like big and phallic almost, and like like it has to be made out of stone or bronze and, you know, to be like taken seriously. So I wanted to like kind of be fuck that and then make things that you can pick up and like have them hold them. Yeah, that's,
there is quite a lot of sculpture in the city that is big and metal.
Of course, yes, yes. Because that is the real sculpture. Yeah.
What is real?
Exactly. Very good question.
Okay. Well, the space that we are in right now, how big is this one?
This is maybe 20, I would say. Oh, we have the vuokrasopimus there. Let me check.
Yeah.
This is, yes, 20.
And is 20 enough? Is it a good amount?
I like it because the ceilings are higher and then I have windows. I also used to have a space here in the basement with no windows. It was a little bit blah. But I think this is like, right now it's enough for me at least. But then there's this accumulation of stuff that happens and like material that I just, you know, keep. And maybe I should like also throw something away. But then I always have this feeling that I might need it. So
yeah, that's a very difficult
That's a difficult
always.
Feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. But then I don't want to have like just the storage space because I have to see it. Like I have to keep seeing the stuff to like have this kind of input from the material. To, oh, I'll use that. Oh, I'll use that.
Like, that's interesting that you say it because I'm, for example, I'm the opposite. I really don't want to see my stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I'm doing something new.
Yeah, I can understand that like really well, but I have to see it. Yeah.
But if you are, of course, if your process goes that you physically take stuff from other stuff.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah. But it's also like sometimes it's kind of this chaotic feeling that like everything is like there.
Yeah, yeah, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I have to.
Do you have another storage space somewhere or is it?
No. We have this storage space in the recover space, but we keep like the performance stuff there.
But which we have already seen on the
podcast.
Yes,
you have. Yeah.
What is the most important element here for you, like in this studio? What do you like about it the most?
What do I like about it the most? Maybe that chair.
That chair?
I sit there and drink coffee and stare at my things. Yeah, I like it. And then I like this. It's kind of a sculpture. But I like the material and it's really heavy and difficult to move, but I still haven't destroyed it because I like it. I like putting things on it and then looking at the things on it from that chair.
It's a very, yeah, it's like a pedestal in a way.
That it kind of, yeah, yeah.
You
but
can
also
isolate
like a slide. Yeah, you can, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
So like a slide.
Yeah.
But then you slide down and you bump into the lowest.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then I also like the door for leaving and coming. I like the moment of coming to the workspace. And I also like the one when I leave.
Do you come every... No,
no, I don't come every day, no.
Because you have other studio spaces.
Yeah. And even if I didn't, I don't come every day. Mm. I also work a lot on my computer at home and then recover stuff.
How important is for an artist to have a studio, in your opinion?
It depends. Like sometimes I think I wouldn't even need maybe a studio if I could just, you know, do everything at home. Because sometimes when I'm like in the kind of space that I work with material that doesn't like really make a lot of like dust or, you know, residue or something, then I think I could do it at home too. But then of course I live with my partner and I have to be mindful not to like blow up the whole place. And then like I think it's a good thing to have somewhere to like retreat to, but then I would also imagine that I could have that at home. Like if I had like an extra room at home, I could do it there. It wouldn't like really matter to me that way. But for some people it's really important, of course, to like have a separate space where you do your thing. I think like my life and my personal life and like my everyday life and my practice is so like it's the same thing. I'm like
everything
always
is very,
on
very fused together.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
in good, good and in bad. So I'm like always ding, like it's always on. I got this radio from I went to see my dad up north. And then this radio is like, it's mine from like 2001 maybe. And then he still had it. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to have this radio in my studio. I was gonna use it as a real radio, but now it's a Podesta. I really like it, the combination. Oh, another sculpture appears from behind. That's Play-Doh. It's called, what was the name? No Rest for the Vanilla was the name of that. A genie in a bottle sort of thing. It's called You Have 1,000,000 New Wishes. This is actually the latest sculpture I've made. And I kind of like it. It has like all these elements of pop and everyday objects and like clichés. Somebody tried to throw this in the trash. It was actually Mira, because I had this in the recovery studio. In some of our bags, we were like organizing stuff. And then she was like, oh, this is trash. And I was like, no, what the hell? That's the artwork I was talking to you about. And this is actually a plastic bag from Japan. When Mira was studying there, I went there to be with her. And then I brought back this bag. And I thought it was such a cool element. Then I put something inside. And I've had it as a sculpture ever since. And she thought it was trash. Latest pasta thing is here. I used to make a lot of these like big pasta shapes out of the small ones. And then one day I thought, haha, maybe I'll make like a full circle of it. So kind of like a donut. So I made this. I really, really like this shape. Actually, when I started doing 3D modeling in school, it was really funny because those two connected, using Blender to create these kind of shapes to 3D print. And then I was like, okay, I've done this before. It's this. And I love it how the hot glue glitters a little bit. It's funny when you're approaching the work in the gallery, you don't know what it is, the material. And then you go closer and you're like, what? Oh yeah, that's a pig. It was actually on the wall, but it fell and it broke. This was the penis and it broke with some pubes. And then also one leg fell off. And this is the tail. And this is the asshole. Genitals were here. And this is the belly button. And this is the face. This is like a dish rag that I put some resin on top. And this is Play-Doh.
Do you visit exhibitions?
No.
No?
No.
I on should.
Yes, I should do it more. But the honest answer is I don't, because I did go to Kiasma to see the Ars Fenniga. But that's it for this year. But because when I go, I do enjoy it a little bit, but I always feel like I'm working. So, and then if people are like, hey, it's Sunday, let's go to an exhibition, I'm like, no, I don't want to work all the time, because I can't just like go and enjoy, because I'm always like I said, it's always like the process is on. So I don't really go to exhibitions, and then I always feel bad that I don't, because I should. And yeah.
Interesting loop you have there.
Yes, it is.
Not even openings?
No way.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the worst, because I'm like really bad at meeting people.
What?
Yeah, so it's...
But you're so easygoing, like we're talking so easily here.
Yeah. It is, but now we have like a purpose, which is the podcast. But like small talk is like, it's a killer for me. I'm like, whoa. And besides, I quit drinking, so there's not that aspect anymore in the openings either. And you can't see the work in openings because there's so many people that you have to say hi to and make small talk. Okay. Ooh. But I'm going to improve on that now because of the school, I have to do some, like, I have to go at least to the school gallery to see the thing.
I mean, it's okay if you feel like that about it. Mm. It's not like a law that you it, need
yeah,
to...
it's not. It's not. But it's kind of like this thing that if you are like a professional in some field, you should know what's going on in the field, and maybe like also see and be influenced or not be influenced by what's going on, what other people are doing in the field. But I try to keep up in other ways.
Online
as
well.
Yeah. And of course, like online, yes, Instagram, very good, but also it's not the same. As like I always said, you should go see my work in real life, but then I don't do it myself.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. But I'll try to improve.
Are there some specific artists that you take a peek online sometimes, maybe, to their work?
Whatever the algorithm gives me, kind of. Uh-huh. Like Instagram feed gives me like suggestions, and then I like some and then I don't like some. But there's always, of course, Miradonna.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise there. It's really like our thing is really like back and forth. we bleed into each other's life all the time. So that's one. And I really, really like it that she is really like outgoing and social and wants to go to all like openings and everything. And then I can like live it through her. Is we have this saying that she asks me, she loves Sunday. I hate Sunday. And she loves Sunday and like going to for a stroll in the park and like going to get a coffee and going to an exhibition. And I'm like, she always asks me and I'm like, no way. And then she says that, okay, well, I'll go there and look at it with our eyes. And I'm like, yes, good.
Aww.
Because we have this kind of like, we know what we're thinking. So it's like, she can go there and look at it with our eyes. She just did that yesterday, actually. No, on Sunday. Very good. I like the exhibition.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is an interesting connection.
It just happened because we worked so much together. And also, like, at the point in our age that we were, like, maybe starting to grow our own like work and practice. So yeah.
Where did you meet for the first time?
We actually met when Miradonna asked me to come work with her because we had this mutual friend and Mira was visiting her and then they were in her bedroom and then she was looking around at like what are all these weird objects and artworks and like this shit here, and then our friend was like, oh, that's Sophie, and then Mira was like, I have to meet her, I want to work with her.
Oh wow.
And then she asked me to do this immersive thing that she was working on her final project from Turku art school, and then we did it together and we started to work together like instantly. We weren't even, I used to say that we're not like friends, we're colleagues, because we only worked together, so, and then kind of like everything grew on that, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
We're hyperachievers too. That's one of our saboteurs.
So. Why is it a saboteur? I mean, you push each other.
Exactly. It can also be a good thing if you are mindful of it.
I mean, yes, you have to not exhaust yourself too much, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, we did that too already, so that's done, and now we know how to take it easy as well.
Would there be some other places of inspiration for you, of whatever sort?
I like all these kind of liminal spaces, like most people maybe do, because I like the feeling of this sort of like a sadness that is in those places, like say an airport lobby or something, but then there's always like also this idea of like leaving, like passing through to some other thing that's still unknown, and it's kind of like a time stopped feeling in those places. And then usually for me it's always like I'm always like when I'm outside or something, I'm looking at the ground a lot, like trying to, probably my brain is subconsciously searching for something to see and like attach to the, I don't know. So I often like I'm drawn to these some kind of like everyday like objects or like infrastructure things. Like I can't name anything now, but when I see it, I just see it and I'm like, ah, yes, I can like attach to the place I am in at the moment. Let's say, for example, some broken neon light sign or something like that. And then that connects to this kind of a nostalgic feeling and that liminality. Mm. And so, yeah, those kinds of places are very interesting. And that happens like all of a sudden. I don't like go looking for them, but I might be going somewhere and then I'm like, oh, okay, it's here now. There's something interesting in those.
And also how it's like, you get inspired by something that has sadness in it and then you make work that is like very
exactly
uplifting and it's like cheerful.
Yeah. And because that's where the kind of a humor aspect comes in.
Mm.
Because I always like, I am somebody who does things with her hands. And then, like, I think, like, in my some personality or somewhere, there is like this funny or like this humorous. Like, I'm not a sad person. I'm pretty like content and like happy, and then like mischievous maybe. But then I love this, like, you know, this bleeding heart, like broken, like really melancholic stuff, and like this really like emotional, you know, like cliche stuff, you know. I love that, like, you know, a rose that's bleeding, and you know, and that kind of music also. I love this like really emotional and like love and death thing. But then when I take that and then I like kind of filter it through my like the way I think about the world as well, and then it becomes this like kind of funny but also like disconnect, so yeah. And then also that's what we do in our performances. We always have like music and stuff, and then we try to like create these like that you can really feel the like, oh yes, like I remember sending that letter or breaking up with that or something like that, you know, like this something like unreachable sadness that is always there, but like you can go there and wallow in it and then come back, you know. And then have like an opposing feeling or visual, you know, some aspect or something to it, and then it creates this kind of like an in-between glitch sort of space. What am I talking about? But that's what it is, like artistic practice is, I think it's so much in like everywhere in your life all the time. You can't really like not be working. I really like to talk about my artistic practice, but I also find it really difficult because it's changing all the time, like, so it's kind of like if what I'm saying is a mess, it's because it's a mess. Like we have these seminars also at school when we have to talk about our own artistic practice, because then, and also I really kind of, I hate it, but I kind of like doing grant proposals, because it makes you, it forces you to like reflect on your work, and because I am always like really fast in my actions, then I like it that I have to kind of look back and sit back and then think about it. Because even just now, when I was saying whatever I was saying just before, I was like, huh, yes, I haven't thought about this way before, but it's actually true right now. So it's good to have these
things. Yep, things come up when you talk.
Yeah.
I think already the ancient Greeks discovered that.
In dialogue, the ancient Greeks.
In dialogue, there is something, you know.
There is something, yeah. Yeah, and especially like dialogue, because the feedback is important, even if it's like, I don't know, an expression or something. You get something from the other person.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, in that context, really, thank you for this dialogue.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy that you asked. It's